Barry Shoup, the former executive director of the National Institute for Communicable Diseases. Prof, good afternoon to you, and great to hear your voice again.
Good afternoon, Simon. Welcome back.
Thank you much, Lee. I've got to tell you, life's much better now. Way less hectic. But not in your space, I don't think.
Not at the moment. No, not while we are expanding the epidemic, while we're on the upward trajectory. But we were going to talk about super spreaders today. Is that right?
Absolutely, we are. What is a super spreader? I'm thinking a kid. What are you thinking?
No, actually the other way around. Kids are, in fact, low transmitters. But, you know, we often hear the term super spreader, so I thought I'd just use a few minutes just to explain, you know, what it is, how to, you know, what the implications are. Just to take one step back, you know, we know a lot about the transmission of the coronavirus. There are a couple of things. First, we know it's highly transmissible, more transmissible, for example, than influenza. That's the one thing. Second of all, we know about the transmission is that silent transmission, in other words, transmission by people who are infected and infectious, but who have no symptoms at all, who are asymptomatic, either asymptomatic completely or they haven't yet developed symptoms. They're in the pre-symptomatic phase. They are also important transmitters. But another important thing we know about the transmission is that when you look at the patterns of transmission, it's not uniform. It's very heterogeneous. It's heterogeneous at a country level, and we've seen it in South Africa. In other words, certain geographic parts of the country will be worse affected initially than others. And we see, for example, that the Western Cape has got more than 50% of all cases. But that's eventually going to spread the rest of the country. And this was seen also in China and European countries. It seems to start off in some part of the country first, affecting it mostly, and then kind of spreading to the rest. So it's not homogeneous. Also, within that situation, there's also a lot of clustering, you know, where there are clustering or hotspots where there's also a high level of transmission. And then within this, we have the super spreaders. Now, there are individuals who are high spreaders of the virus, who transmit the virus in large amounts and very readily to people. Why this is, we're not quite sure. The other way around, you mentioned kids. They are, in fact, low transmitters. The younger, the less transmission are they responsible for. But some people seem to be super spreaders. This was seen also in the previous SARS epidemic in 2003, the previous SARS virus, where, in fact, a whole apartment block had to be quarantined because there was a super spreader. We saw it, in fact, in this particular pandemic now in South Korea. There was one woman who attended a religious service in China, a church service, brought it back to South Korea, and that started the whole South Korean pandemic. So you have these individuals who are super spreaders. Then you also have super spreading events. In other words, particular events which are likely to cause an outbreak. And this is where people kind of congregate together. For example, functions or parties. We've seen this in the Jewish community very much so. And also, of course, houses of worship. Houses of worship are also places of gathering where people are likely to transmit, and they do. And there are so many examples which have been reported in the literature. You know, I can quote, you know, there's the Washington Choir episode. There's the Arkansas Church episode. There's now more recently the church in Germany. You know, they started lifting restrictions in Germany, one of which is places of worship. And now they're trying to trace people that attended a particular church service in Frankfurt on the 10th of May. And 107 people have already been tested positive for the virus. So, you know, these are the kind of things which kind of promote the transmission. And this is what you call super spreading events. Events which kind of lend themselves to transmission over and above the normal transmission of the virus.
Prof, as always, thank you so very much. That takes us like almost exactly to 4:30. So thank you for immaculate timekeeping. And as always, look forward to chatting to you tomorrow.
Thanks, Simon. Thank you.